Hello again. This is Scott Patton and Jan Jansen, your hosts of Podcast Voice Training. Head over to our website, www.podcastvoicetraining.com. You can see previous podcasts that we put up. You can leave some comments. Let us know what you think. And just want to let you know that we appreciate you spending the next 10, 15 minutes with us out of your busy day. So good morning, Jan. How are you today?
Oh, Scott, on such a gorgeous Vancouver day, it's hard not to be fabulous.
Yeah, we've just had a wonderful summer here.
We have.
It's just been amazing. And we've been having a lot of fun talking about different aspects of using your voice to persuade people, whether you're up in front of a stage or you're doing a podcast. And we're going to be talking today about something that I think is a great topic, and that's gestures. So you're the gesture meister.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. I guess it's because if people could see me as I'm doing the podcast with you, they would see that my arms are usually flying
mm-hmm.
everywhere. And my biggest concern is that as I am wildly gesturing, I'm actually going to hit something and make noise.
There you go. That's right. I've had to save the microphone on more than one occasion.
That's right. So the reason I think that this is so important, Scott, is because it is something that when we are relaxed, we do naturally.
Yes.
And when we become uptight and nervous and stressed, as we often do when we're public speaking, or even doing a podcast, all of a sudden what happens is that you freeze. And your arms come down to your side, and your face just doesn't make all the facial expressions that it normally does.
Right.
And so everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why gestures are so important. They actually have a huge effect on your energy level.
Yeah. And your voice.
And your voice, and how you feel, your confidence, they're so powerful. And people don't understand them.
Right.
They don't talk about them. Who teaches you about gestures?
Right, right. In fact, most of the time I've been told, you know, put your hands by your side when you're talking, or, you know, or don't put your hands in your pocket.
Right. And that's a big one for men, obviously, is
yeah.
they will put their hands in their pocket. Women usually don't have pockets. It's really bad when you see a woman speaker on stage putting her hands in her pockets, okay? But even with men, you'll see them putting their hands in
yeah.
their pockets because they simply don't know what to do.
Yeah, what do you do with your hands? And, of course, we've been told, or teased, maybe. I've certainly been teased, because I'll talk and my hands are all over the place, right? And people will look at me and laugh and feel self-conscious, and then you sort of stop. And, of course, when you're up on stage or when we're trying to communicate, like right now, even though you can't see us, our hands are moving all over the place and we're moving and we're very animated. And of course, you'll be able to feel that energy
yes.
in the way we talk. Because if we held everything, now I can't even talk, right?
Your hands are connected to your mouth, Scott. Let's face it. There we go.
I just clenched my fist and my mouth stopped.
There we go.
Right?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It was interesting how you literally did. So just to let you know what a gesture is something that you would, as I said, do automatically. So there are two kinds of gestures. One is descriptive and the other one is emphatic. So we're going to talk a little bit about those. But what I wanted to really get across is that if you don't use gestures, as we said, something dramatic happens to your whole being, right?
Right,
it changes.
Right.
And one of the things that can come across is almost an indifference.
Mm. Yeah, if we're not moving, yeah. then we're not connecting with the people around us.
And if you watch yourself, even on the telephone, you will notice that you gesture.
Yes.
So to me, when you're on the phone, it's the same as when you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So for those of us who are listening who are doing podcasts or doing any kind of recorded speaking.
Or phone coaching,
anything.
Teleseminars,
you need to really have your hands
yeah.
free.
I've done a lot of telephone coaching,
mm-hmm.
as you know, and it was really quite funny because I can't sit down. Like, I'll have this headset on, and it's got 8 feet, and I can wander back and forth 8 feet, and my hands are flailing, and my coworkers are, like, all looking at me, right, you know, and my little cubicle jumping up and down and everything moving, right? But that's the way that I communicate what I need to communicate to my clients, right? Because they get it, right? And if I'm just sitting there in a monotone telling them exactly what they need to do, blah, 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 it just goes in one ear, out the other, and there's no connection. So absolutely.
That's right. And so what happens is that they add emphasis because it stirs up your emotions.
Yes.
So these hand motions, these facial motions are absolutely, totally connected to what comes out of your mouth. And that's why they're so important. But there's also some things that we need to know about.
There's some dangers.
There's some dangers. And also, it's not just your hands. hands, it's your eyes, it's your mouth, it's your face. One of the interesting things, as I was doing some further research on this topic this morning, is that we actually have over 30 muscles in our face.
Mm.
And so over half of them are used when we smile. So even smiling is really important, because when we smile, then people relax and they feel more receptive. So even when you can't see someone smile, you hear it.
You, absolutely. You know if you're talking to someone on the phone and they're smiling and they're happy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So it's something that's really important that I had no idea that we actually use over half of our face muscles just in smiling.
Wow,
so that's good exercise.
That's right.
That's multitasking at its finest. You want a skinny face, you need to smile more. So going back to what there's two kinds, descriptive gestures. So that would be to express action or to show dimension or location.
Yeah.
So you could say, well, it was, you know, approximately 2 feet by 2 feet.
And she's holding her hands
that.
Out in front of
two,
herself.
Yeah, that's right. 2 feet by 2 feet, right?
Yeah.
Or you could say, well, it was about this high. Or it was over there, and you would point.
Right.
Or it was up there, or it was down below.
Yeah.
So those are very descriptive, and they need to mean something. People don't use descriptive gestures enough because they fall into the trap of using the other kind of gestures, and those are emphatic gestures.
Okay.
And that is when, you know, perhaps you've seen someone where they just get into the finger wagging.
Yeah, actually, it reminded me of me once when I was a manager and I had an employee that was just driving me nuts and I was just pointing my finger and waving it at her and she said, don't you point your finger at me like that.
That's right. And it isn't very nice. It becomes it becomes a mannerism.
Right.
So it may be that you have a tendency to take your hands and to chop it into the other one like that, right?
Yeah.
And so you're constantly doing this. Well, that's effective for a second or two, and you may go, so the point is,
right.
And then you move on. But if you're going, and the point is, and then you keep on going, well, then it just becomes irritating.
Right, right. Disconnecting.
And very disconnecting, because people all of a sudden are watching your mannerism.
And not listening
and
to your words.
And not listening to you.
Yeah.
So you really do need to know that. And the thing is that when you are relaxed, then those gestures come naturally.
Right.
So what you may want to do, just to even be aware of what gestures you do naturally, is the next time that you're on the phone, have a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
There, and watch yourself in the mirror.
Right.
And watch how your hands, what they're doing, how they're moving. Watch your face. See what kind of facial expressions you're using. And get really familiar with what you do naturally. I know the first time that I did that, I was quite horrified at times. Oh my God, did I really make that face? And oh my goodness, did I really do that? And oh wow.
Right, right.
And I had no idea that my arms did the things, because it happens at a level like breathing.
Yes, totally. We're very, very unconscious
We're
of it.
We're very, very unconscious of it. And so that's why you need to, first of all, before you even start this, is you need to know what you're doing naturally. Because
right.
There may be some things that you want to change.
Right. Well, in any change in any area of our life, you need to be aware of it first, make a decision that you want to do something different, and then work on replacing that behavior or habit with a new one, right? Because you just can't get rid of a habit. You have to replace it with something
else. You need to replace it. So what you'll want to do is know what you're doing, and then when you're preparing your talk, then there'll be specific spots where you're going to, even in the beginning, want to note, okay, I want a gesture here.
Right.
And I want this to be a descriptive gesture. And so you're going to put that information literally into your notes so that you are aware. And what I used to do, I mean, I did 30 years of public speaking training, as we've mentioned before, Scott.
Right.
I was critiqued on this kind of thing. So if I was actually working on gestures, then that's what I had to be very cognizant of in that presentation.
Right.
And so I would specifically know where my gestures needed to come in, how they were going to be. I would want to have a mix of both descriptive and emphatic.
Right. Yeah, so you don't want to have no emphatic gestures.
No, you don't.
You just want to use them properly.
Yes, that's right.
It's like
right.
A teaspoon of sugar in the coffee or something.
You as don't opposed put to a cup. That's
right. Right. I was going to say a pound, but...
As opposed to a cup. It could even be a pound. The other thing, Scott, is that people aren't often aware that there's so much more. It's your eyes, it's your face.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one of my, probably one of the biggest things I've had to work on over the years is when I'm disgusted, it shows all over my face. If I don't like you, it was a really tough one to hide. It was written all over my face. I may as well have blazoned on my face, I don't like you. And so one of the things that I really had to work on was learning what I was giving off just in my facial expression.
Right.
And to realize that I needed to mask it much better than I was and really become aware of it. Because your face will show the disgust, it'll show the disappointment, it'll show your surprise. We've all had a present that perhaps we didn't like and we've opened it up and we've gone, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, right.
And that's exactly what happened. That's a gesture.
Yeah.
Right? And we're not even aware of it. So you need to be. Yeah. So there's a couple of other things that I think is important, and that just comes back to what we've talked about right from the day one, is you need to practice.
Yes. And practice in front of a mirror so that you get that feedback.
And really pay attention. Really start to pay attention. And don't take it personally.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't take it. Someone says, by the way, no, you had some really funny gestures. Don't take it personally, because it is important. And I think the next time that anyone is out watching a public speaker, notice their gestures.
Yes.
And you will be amazed at how you are distracted by them. You may not have realized they were gestures until this conversation.
Right, okay. Right.
So now it's your opportunity to really notice those gestures, see where you're distracted. See, I had one speaker that I was coaching, and she would literally pace the stage.
Yeah.
She looked like she was an expectant father outside the birthing room. And she drove me crazy. It was like, and she had on these flip-flop shoes.
Oh, right.
Oh, they had a heel, but they were flip-flop. They didn't have a back to them.
Yeah.
And she flip-flopped across the stage, and she flip-flopped back. And I just wanted to take her by the shoulders and plant her in one spot and say, and don't move. Because her gesture of this pacing was so irritating.
Yeah, I know speakers exactly the same. It's like a caged lion or tiger, back and forth. And it's almost like he's talking to stage left and then stage right rather than the audience, right? Which which is very difficult to connect to when the person's all over the place.
All over the place, which again comes from not being relaxed. So if people are following at all what we've been talking about for the last several weeks, you're going to know that one of the biggest things that we talked about in the beginning was being passionate.
Yeah.
Knowing why you're on stage, knowing your message so thoroughly, and being in love with it.
Yes.
And when you do that, that passion will come through. It'll come through in your face. It'll come through in your voice. It'll come through in every way. So the gestures will be more automatic.
Yes.
Because you'll be relaxed.
Yeah. And those speakers that we were talking about a couple of podcasts ago, you really could tell who was very, very passionate about what they talked about and who was kind of going through the motions. And it's, so you can't fool your audience. Forget that, right?
They've got you pegged no matter what. Oh, absolutely.
You're only going to be fooling yourself if you think, well, I can just kind of go through the motions, and they'll think I'm passionate and love them. Right?
No, they won't.
Not going to happen.
No. And the other thing, and you mentioned this just before we started, Scott, and I think this is really good, is that depending on the size of your audience, your gestures are going to need to match the size of the audience.
Right.
So if I'm standing in a room where I'm just speaking to 10 people, I'm going to have gestures that fit the size of that room.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm on stage in front of 2,000 people, that's a very different audience.
Right.
And my gestures are going to have to be larger.
Yeah, because people right at the back, they aren't going to be able to understand what you did.
No, they're not.
Large.
And it needs to fill, again, the room.
Fill the room, right.
And if that room has got 2,000 people in, it's a big room.
That's right.
So you need to fill it. And the thing is that when you're not used to being big, you can think, this is way overboard. I must look so stupid. I can barely believe this. And that's where, again, the practice comes in.
Yes.
And I remember the first time that I was trained to speak in front of large audiences and to be much more authentic. And I thought, can the ground just open up and swallow me?
Right.
And it was probably one of the most life-changing things I've ever done in public speaking.
Wow.
And when it hit me how important it was for me to be big, wow, and just to let out all the passion and all the juice.
Right.
It was a scary thing because it had never been let out before. But
man,
I was being pushed to the limit. And I let it out, and boy, did it ever feel good. And then it literally opened up I thought, wow, okay, this is what being big is on stage.
Right.
You may need to do that. Push the limits.
Push the limits. Yeah.
Push the limits. So there you go. So there's a quick rundown.
On gestures.
On gestures.
So we're going to be waving goodbye.
There you go. We're doing the Queen Mom wave there.
Yeah, the Queen Mom wave. We're going to come to the end of this podcast. And is this pre-report still free?
It is. I've still managed to convince my web guys to leave it up there for another week. So
right.
It won't be up there for much longer because I've got other promotions that are coming up with other things. So
Where do people go to get it?
They go to www.janjansen.com/podcast. And it is a free ebook that is valued at $27. And
nice.
It is called The 10 Mistakes Entrepreneurs Make That Cost Them Time and Money. Let me tell you, it's so worth it.
Yeah, we've got some great, great comments from people that have downloaded it and read it and got a lot out of it. So thank you very much for giving that to us, Jan. Appreciate that.
Okay. Well, hey, I want to make sure that entrepreneurs succeed. This is my passion. I love entrepreneurship, and I just want to see entrepreneurs all over the world just have a fabulous, fabulously successful business.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you taking your time, out of your busy day to listen to our podcast, and make sure you head over to podcastvoicetraining.com. Leave some comments. Let us know if you've got any questions, any topics you'd like us to cover in an upcoming podcast. Until next time, this is Scott Patton and Jan Jansen saying, keep speaking.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.